closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Next week is Thanksgiving week. Unbelievable. I don't know why, but I'm ready for a short week. I truly am. I'm going to get to the Al Franken allegations. You know, we also haven't talked about the... I didn't even see what the FCC vote was yesterday on next-gen TV. That's TV technology that allows advertisers to track you individually the way Facebook and other websites do. That's an interesting development. We'll talk about that on Monday. I can't tuck that in today. Before we get to the Al Franken, I want to ask a question. I've been in an exchange with a listener concerning Roy Moore. And I pointed out that Roy Moore's wife forwarded things on Facebook and social media in defense of her husband that she had to know weren't true. There were a couple of things. One, including that the restaurant where an alleged incident happened didn't exist in the 70s. It did. But whatever she did or didn't do, set that aside for a moment. This is not directly about Mrs. Moore. It prompted this listener to write this. If your reputation and career was being viciously attacked by your adversaries, would your wife tell a lie to defend you? Case closed. I said, no, she would not. Case closed. To which he replied, oh, a very special person who would never tell a lie. Didn't say that. If my wife was being verbally assaulted, I quite likely would tell a lie if I thought it would save her. And I think she would do the same for me. By the way, he also asked me if I ever dated a teenager. If you did, you're a hypocrite. You know what? I'm actually not sure I ever did. Well, high school wasn't all that kind. Anyway, here's the question I want to throw out to you. And this is one of those where I just want to hear what people think. Would you want your spouse to lie for you to protect you from public embarrassment? This listener thinks, oh, yeah, come on. Come on. You would, too. Earl has already gone on the record saying, absolutely not. Would you want or expect your spouse to lie for you if it would save you from public embarrassment? 888-455-1360. Earl says he would defend his wife, but never lie to protect her. Well, of course. But I wanna see what people think. Because there's a listener to the show who thinks I'm the fish out of water here. Of course people would lie to protect their spouse. What's the matter with you, Bader? Let's see if that's the case. 888-455-1360. To protect your spouse from public embarrassment, would you lie? And I will set up the scenario the listener did. That if my wife was being verbally assaulted, I would quite likely tell a lie if I thought it would save her. And I think she would do the same for me. I want to see what other married people out there think. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Would you lie to protect a spouse? Would you expect your spouse to lie to protect you? Would you allow them to? Would you ask them to? To Walter in Wausau. Walter, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, no and no on both accounts. I wouldn't lie for her, and I wouldn't expect her or ask her to lie for me.
I got to tell you, I was really surprised by this email. I will tell you, I don't know this person well, but I do know this person. And I mean, I just, one, the whole concept of asking anyone to lie for you. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't ask anyone, let alone my spouse. And immediately he plays the, ooh, a special person who would never tell a lie. Well, there's a there's, go ahead. Go ahead, Walter.
Well, I was just going to say that, yeah, your point actually goes deeper. I mean, you just made it, is that for any reason, at any time, you just don't do that. It's just not something you do.
Here's, I'm going to bring religion into this a little bit. Okay, one of the places where Christ followers get in trouble is they're called hypocrites because they're not perfect. But the reality is Christ followers don't claim to be perfect. In fact, my pastor put it very, very well this week. When you're saved, you're not sinless, you sin less. You are not characterized by sin. What this emailer is saying is that he's characterized by sin, that it's there's a natural defense system. It doesn't mean that I'll never sin, that I'll never lie again in my life, but I'm not predisposed to using it as a strategy. To Tony in New...
That's
a good analogy. Tony, go ahead.
Jerry, this is Gordon of Ashmolean.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead.
Well, Jerry, I have three things to say about that. Like you, I never dated teenagers, but I'm a late bloomer. I wasn't interested in girls till my 20s. As to ask my wife to lie, two things. One, if my reputation depends upon my wife lying, I don't deserve that reputation. And two, you brought up the Bible, I'll bring up two. Jesus made pretty clear that people lead others astray, they deserve to have a millstone tied around their neck and tossed in the deepest of sea.
That's actually, that is a very good point. And that is another appropriate piece of scripture. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, what are you protecting? What exactly are you protecting if you would ask your spouse to lie for you? Good, excellent point. To Scott on the road. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I got to be honest. There's things that I really don't have a problem lying about when there's something dumb. But when it's something important, I wouldn't lie. So, I mean, if my wife just made some sort of error and it was something inconsequential, then, yeah, I'd lie for her. But if it's something serious, no. And I sure would not expect anyone to do that for me.
Can you give an example of the type of thing for which you would lie for your wife?
Oh, certainly. Okay, so let's say she told a story about something we did the other day, but she got it all wrong because her memory isn't very good. And she's like, right, Scott, right? I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's something inconsequential, but I mean, if it was something like what happened with Roy Moore, then no, I would not lie.
Well, see, I don't know, because... I could tell you this, my wife wouldn't lie for me about that. She'd say, you goofball, you have that all wrong.
Well, that, people, I don't like embarrassed, or I don't like it when people get embarrassed like that, so I do try to, you know, not call them out on it.
Actually,
you know?
She might sit quietly. I don't know what, I do get things messed up all of the time, so it doesn't, it doesn't make me, you know, it doesn't embarrass me. My memory is bad, and I do screw things up. That's really where he's from? Really? John in Chile, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's a real place.
All right, go ahead, John. You wouldn't lie about that.
About the spouse thing, I guess.
Yes.
You know, it would depend on the lie. I heard somebody else say inconsequential, you know. If it would be like a Hillary Clinton type of Bill Clinton thing, I would think at some point you wouldn't have a spouse to lie for you, you know?
Yeah.
So there would have to be, you know, a line there.
What, John, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, here's what I would say, John, is, so, you know, going back to the caller's criteria, if my wife was being verbally assaulted, I would quite likely tell a lie. If you have to lie for her, then is the verbal assault she's facing unfair?
Well, I guess it would really depend. I mean, you would know if it was true or not. So then it would come down to, do you even have a spouse left? And, you know, if it's, if she's doing more damage by posting stuff that's fake, you know, because at this point, I mean, there's, it's not over and done with, you know what I mean? But I mean, like Hillary and Bill Clinton, I mean, for them to be married yet, I mean, it's more probably just publicity than anything to, you know, but I mean, at some point, if the lie is that, if you have to lie over something that bad, you know what I mean? Something this bad, if she really believed in him, you know, more, she wouldn't have to lie.
Thanks a lot for the call. Now, I want to be careful because I'm not specific. I said I'm not specifically talking about Mrs. Moore. I'm talking about the emailer taking it to the next level and say that he talking about, yeah, his wife would lie for him. What I talked about are things that she advanced that she should have known were phony. But I am specifically responding now to the listener's email. Here's an interesting email. Yes, I would, and I would expect her to lie for me, and I would lie for her, as long as it wasn't in a court of law. I would do anything to defend and protect my family. To Fred in Wausau, I would not expect my wife to lie for me, and I can't imagine under what conditions that I would lie for her. Again, you know, would I ever say she had a headache when she didn't and we couldn't make a social engagement? That's not what we're talking about here, and I think that's where people are drifting. To Fred in Wausau. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. And your last comment is going to, you know, seemingly transist. You keep saying about, you know, to protect your spouse. I think it's dependent on protect her or him for what? From what? From public embarrassment? From jail time? From the electric chair? From a little white lie like your wife has a headache and we didn't. Oh, sorry, we couldn't make it. My wife had a headache.
Yeah.
And then she's asked, did you have a headache? And so I think it depends on protector from what. But I'm married to the greatest woman in the world, and I wouldn't ask her to lie for me, and nor would she.
Would you perjure yourself to protect your wife?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would.
Absolutely.
Well, this is fascinating. You would commit perjury to protect your wife.
Without a doubt. Now, she wouldn't. She's a better person than me.
Okay, Fred, that's like one of the best calls we have ever had on this show. Fred would lie under oath to protect his wife. I find this fascinating. All right, Mrs. Brooker, I'm going to ask the question right now. Earl, would you lie under oath to protect your wife? No. I wouldn't lie under oath to protect your wife either. Or mine. To Greg on the road. Greg, go ahead.
I think it's easy to become confused when you talk about lying to protect your spouse, because the noble thing for a man to consider is that he would do anything to protect his spouse. But I think what you have to consider about when you're talking about the ethics or morality of lying, you ask two questions. Who are you protecting, and who are you harming? And for those small white lies, when your wife says, do I look fat in this, for you to lie and say no, you're protecting her and you're harming no one. If you perjure yourself against an illegal accusation, you might be protecting her, but now you're harming somebody. And that's where it's easy to get confused between the two. You have to look at both sides of it.
Okay, I have to disagree with one thing you said. You said when your wife asks, does this make me look fat, and you lie to protect her, that was a lie. You lie. That's self-protection, Greg.
It's a lie. But, you know, you're protecting her, and you're not hurting anyone, really. Yeah, and the guy with the headache, he's really not hurting. And maybe the truth is what would hurt the people that that invited them. I know that muddies the water a little.
Greg, thanks a lot for the call. No women yet. No women have stepped to the plate on this. When my wife has her hair done, I don't comment. If I like it, does that mean I didn't like it before? Yeah. Boy, you look really good in that dress. Oh, just in this dress, huh? Gee, thanks a lot. 888-455-1366. Obviously, these are not the things we're talking about. If your spouse did something wrong, would you lie to protect them? It's 1021.
The Jerry Bader Show.